my baby, my darling. Am I going to embarrass you now with all your fans out there?
He looks great for his age.
You think so?
Yeah. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Mama Mary!
I didn't catch that yesterday. Did I hear her say, you think so?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Like I don't? Oh,
boy, you were cheesing like a kid on that photo I plastered all over social.
Define cheesing.
Your cheeks are up to your forehead. You're happy you got some. Shout out to everybody that participated.
That
the boss,
show.
Too. Did you say thank you to him? He made it happen at Ritter.
Well, let me tell you something.
The chef called the station for you.
So did Molly. Let me tell you what happened between me and the boss. I should say what happened between the boss and
I.
Me.
I would say I.
Yeah, but you'd be wrong. So after the show, I start walking to the boss to say thank you.
Oh, I saw this.
And before I can say thank you, he looks at me and he goes, don't ask me for anything for the next 6 months after today.
Ah!
I was going to say thank you, and he said, hey, don't ask me for another thing for the next 6 months.
Yeah, yeah. I saw it a little differently. There was contact. Might have been a bro hug.
Oh, there was a fist bump, barely.
barely. Who did Pete Rose not like? Oh, Johnny Bench. Remember, they didn't like each other.
Well,
boy.
Yeah, Bench just didn't like to get asked about
the chef
Pete Rose.
Called, as busy as he, and Molly.
Not that busy, man. Remember
he's
Rick Sutcliffe?
An actor.
No, he's not.
Of course, I got the show wrong.
It's called a cameo. Yeah, you butchered that.
Well, thanks, Bonte pointed that out. Like, anyway, I said, man, he might get an Emmy. Dude, he called you and sent you a jersey. Did you you put that up on your wall?
Not yet.
That's where it's going, though?
Yeah,
I'd have it on today.
I'll put it in. Well, I didn't want to get on Curry about this or Raymond, but.
That's your size?
I think it was like a medium.
So you tried it.
Now, I think it was specifically to be put in a frame.
That was dope, man.
Yeah, that was great. Thanks for posting that, by the way.
And thanks for Sedoni, Evan, Bonte, Shasky. Setting the tone of yesterday with everything that went on with Oakland.
Yeah.
I'm still sad.
Yeah. I
think something's going to fall apart and they come back.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully it all goes to hell.
Hey, dude, what do you base that on? Heart?
Coming up in about 8 minutes, we're gonna do a little bit of a different Sounds of the Week. The New England Patriots, obviously, were once coached by Bill Belichick. It's his first year. Not coaching the Patriots.
Yeah.
He coached them last year.
Of course.
This is his first year out of the booth.
And why are you saying this?
Well, because you said it was.
Ah, boy. Hey, when I say Patriots, give me an old school player you think of.
Steve Grogan.
Daryl Stingley.
Okay.
And Russ Francis.
Russ Francis.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, by the way, we got a couple minutes here. I do want to bring Evan in.
We call him E-Dog.
Huh?
Okay. We touched base with Evan yesterday at 10:30, a few hours before that game. He was out there, gave us a great piece of content. How did how'd the rest of the day turn out at the Collie? And was it as festive as it could have been? Were people safe? Were people responsible?
Well, first of all, damn you two for almost making me cry on air.
Dude, Evan, so I didn't man.
No.
But we didn't know.
It was. It counts as a
thug tier.
Maybe not a cry, but.
Stephen Orlando.
A choke up.
Stephen Orlando.
A little bit of a choke up.
Yeah, Stephen Orlando.
Stephen Orlando.
No, I mean, seriously, the one thing that hit me yesterday was it doesn't matter if you're 75 years old or 25 years old. If you miss the team and you have a history with it.
And he does.
It's brutal. And Evan goes back 20 years of memories.
But
so.
Listen to this. I got a sick problem. Like, yesterday was your birthday, but I was so happy it felt like mine.
Good.
So what I'm about to say about Evan,
Dynamite.
It's his life in photo, but I feel like I was in it. Did you see what he posted when he was born? They're at the hospital, Mom, Pops, and Evan, and a baseball with the A symbol on the baseball in the hospital.
The day you were born?
The day I was born. Yeah, my dad sent me that photo yesterday to the group chat, said, have a fun time. And then my brother responded, well, why don't you guys do that with me?
Dude, that's just like...
Maybe that's why he hates baseball.
I'm going to show you the picture during the break. It was incredible. He's an A.
Well, I got a buddy. I hope he doesn't mind.
Harry.
No. His name's Matt. Matt Davies, actually. Hope he doesn't get mad. But he's a friend of our families, and he posted a photo of being at an A's game when he was in first grade. He saw his first A's game in first grade.
He had
an A's jersey on and a hat, and then he posted a photo of him yesterday at the last game.
Now, that's dope.
And he's probably about my age now, so it was pretty
cool. Evan, did they rush you out after, or was it one of those? No, you could hang around and take in the moment, because I know Kotze got on the mic. I don't know what he said, but how was that part
of it? I think I'm
going
to play that, but go ahead. Go ahead, E.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to, you can play the whole thing, but... They didn't do anything as far as rushing people out.
Man.
I think they tried to incentivize people leaving by giving them vouchers, and they were giving out these collectibles that you had to exchange the voucher for. But I was lucky enough that one of my buddies who works for the team actually took us out through kind of the inner sanctum, through the bottom of the Coliseum. So we actually went out through the players' lot. So I didn't get a chance to go through the gates or over the bridge for a last time. I kind of, made my peace on the way in. But yeah, it was cool after the game, honestly. I don't know, like, people were grabbing dirt off the field. One thing that did hit me, though, is watching Dallas Braden, he embraced his grandma for probably, like, 5 minutes just on the pitcher's mound. Like, it was just him and his grandma. Because his mom passed away.
Man.
The whole story behind his perfect game on Mother's Day means a lot more. But just watching that, he was there with his family. Everyone was there. I mean, it was just a big-ass party, like 50,000 people.
By the way, shout out to Barry Zito. I thought he did a nice job.
We were waiting for the Carl Lewis. He killed it.
I give that guy a lot of props for that.
Yeah.
I only cried once during the game. It was during that.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's Sirianni.
Honestly, I couldn't even hear that. Yeah, I went full Ray Lewis.
Right. Oh, man. I tell you what. Let's play, because I haven't heard this in its entirety. Mark Kotze, this is about 2 minutes. He addresses the crowd after the game, and it's really cool from what I hear.
To share with all you how privileged and honor I feel today to stand on this field. It hit me last night. I know it's been hitting us, all of us, at different times. For me, it was after the game last night. I walked into this stadium. My amazing wife dragged me down onto this field, and we took it all in. I'm going to keep this short, because I don't really know if I'm going to be able to make it through this. To the staff who've dedicated their lives to the Oakland A's, especially those who aren't coming with us, I am forever grateful. I will never forget you. And to all of you, on behalf of my staff, myself, this team, all the past players and coaches, everyone who's worn the green and gold, there are no better fans than you guys. Thank you all for loving the game of baseball. Thank you for your lifelong support of the Oakland A's. And last, I want to thank you guys for coming out today to share this moment with the club that I'm so proud of. We've played our asses off this year. We still got three left, gentlemen. I think we all should pay homage to this amazing stadium that we've had the privilege and pleasure of enjoying for 57 years. And I ask you for one more time to start the greatest cheer in baseball. Let's go, Oakland!
Oh, man. Wow, man.
That's really cool.
Man.
So bittersweet.
Wow.
How was that part? Sorry. But how was that part at the very end?
Well, it was also kind of special because one of my friends who works for the team helped him write the speech.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
He's a kid from Oakland, went to O'Dowd, and...
Wow.
I think it, one of his favorite games he went to was... There's a couple things that happened throughout the game that sent a lot of people back, like... Everyone remembers Josh Hamilton dropping the fly ball in 2012, yep. Right?
I was there.
So that was in the fourth inning. In the fifth inning yesterday, in the final game, there was a drop fly ball by Wyatt Langford. And right when the sun came out, which is, of course, something that's difficult to deal with at the Coliseum. So, like, there was a bunch of kind of random things that made you feel like, I don't know, maybe there's something a little bit more about this game.
Wow. And I got to say this to you all. After I left you, Stani, after the show, I had Willard and Dibbs on. And you know I'm a nerd when it comes to a sports nerd, when it comes to the uniforms, the announcers and all that. But I'm going Cheech and Chong. I love grass. Nothing more pretty than a manicured grass with the white chalk before a baseball game. And the Coliseum could take all its lumps and hate and shade. But what it did have, Stani and Evan and Lucas, is the best grass in major, in pro sports. Chavez Ravine online. But, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that part is gone. And I forget, I should know his name, the groundskeeper, because Willard and Dibbs were talking about him. Evan, I think, I don't know if Evan had
it's
a picture.
It's not George Toma.
No, the guy responsible for that grass for over the years. That sod is some of the greatest grass in green and pretty, and they cut it in diamonds. And I'm driving, almost tearing up, like, I forgot to give a shout out to that guy. I forget his name.
There were a lot of people that were getting dirt from the field.
Wow, man.
Who call themselves loyal to the soil.
Yeah. I love
literally.
That.
You know what? On a day like today, I'm not going to make fun of that.
No. It's,
although you did.
But you understand, that was some of the prettiest grass in the game.
But... Well, hold on one sec.
Okay.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Well, what made that grass different than the other 30 to 31 ballparks?
It was greener than all
greener.
Green. And it was the A's. But, Stani, my gosh, you never looked at that grass, even when you're watching on TV or if you're there. It was all just pretty. The shade, everything was on the same accord. It's better than the Twins grass. I'm telling you, I know. And I just want to give some love and props. And a lot of people saying, "Goo, yeah, that's the prettiest green, best grounds in MLB.
Well, they're saying the gentleman's name may be Clay Wood.
Okay,
Woods.
Yeah.
Anyway, Clay, there you go.
Yeah,
here's
you
a shout
did
out
your
from,
job.
From Daryl the Guru Johnson. Appreciate that. Boy, now I feel like pushing our next little segment back 8 minutes so we give ourselves the whole enchilada because I can't wait for this next one.
Speaking of which, last time you had enchiladas.
Well, last night I had surf and turf.
Is that like Quickway?
The hell is Quickway?
Over by the lake, like burgers, shake, and fries.
You don't know what surf and turf is?
That's what I'm asking.
It's not a restaurant.
Yeah, it's like a White Castle.
No, surf and turf is when you have a steak and lobster. Get it? Surf, lobster, turf, cow.
I'm from the Union, and I had a good upbringing.
And a baked potato.
Surf and turf. I got to talk to Norm today. Is that what is called, a surf and turf?
Yeah, it's typically the most expensive thing on a menu if they serve it because you get...
I don't like the name, though. It makes it not expensive. That ain't surf and turf. That sounds like a shake and some fries.
Isn't usually just any seafood?
Surf and turf. Maybe it's just me.
I thought it was specifically lobster.
I feel like Coolidge on White Shadow right now when they took it to the restaurant. And he was like, man.
Yeah, I don't think if you have catfish and a burger, it's surf and turf. But maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
What's your favorite fish?
Salmon.
Oof.
Yeah, not catfish.
Nah, me neither. Yeah. Salmon has to be cooked right.
And my wife can do it in the teriyaki sauce.
Oh
my God. With some angel pasta, Evan. I'm getting hungry now. Good God. Yeah.
Well, there's still some more cake from yesterday.
I didn't touch it.
Have a piece.
Well.
Did you see it said hit the pike?
I did see it.
Yeah.
Now it just says pike.
Pretty soon it's just going to say key.
Pike. I saw you had a piece. You had to.
Yeah, I had half a. I had the ceremonial first piece. But now I was... bittersweet
somebody
day.
Saying, damn, Goo, live a little. I've never heard of surfing turf. Like, that sounds ghetto to me, surfing. That's why I said shaking fries. Oh, okay. No. You know, never be like, hey, what would you like, sir? Give me the surfing turf.
Oh, my God. I'm looking, shoot, it's 12:03. This happened a lot yesterday. I'm caught in between segments. And now I'm looking at the board. I didn't realize, oh, my God.
Yep.
Woo! Let's push it off. I'm going to push it till 12:10 because I think we got to do it justice. Is that cool?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Evan has put together.
Dude, he said, this is my favorite.
You can't talk about the Patriots without talking about Bill Belichick. And to my way of thinking, when Bill Belichick is at his best at the podium, there is nobody better, nobody more entertaining. Yep. I would put it. Let me ask you this.
Do you feel lied to about him now that we see a different side?
I don't.
In a crazy way, it's not his fault. I feel like it was an act. It was a good act, but now he's letting us know I was doing that, and I get it. But I didn't know he was this social butterfly, man. But Andrew Dice Clay.
But over the years, we've heard that he's not really the same with the team and the players and the guy, like the guys in the business that he respects. Right. He's totally different. But I would say we're going to play some of the greatest Bill Belichick sound in 5 minutes after the break or 10 minutes after the break. But I was thinking about this, Goof. If I would have to say, who's on your Mount Rushmore of podium game,
okay,
press conference game, what guys come to mind?
You like that?
Barry Switzer.
Really?
Yeah. Even at Oklahoma. That dude could sell water in the rain. He knew when they were trying to run game on him, and I thought he ran it with the best of them. That's just me.
Remember when he brought Switzer a gun onto the plane?
Oh, that I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, he got arrested in an airport. Switzer.
Jamel Holloway or Barry Switzer? That had to have been the quarterback.
Barry Switzer, I believe, was at security, and he put his bag through, and they're like, whoa. And it was a gun. Now, I can't remember if the gun was loaded. I hope not. But I believe that he got detained and...
Is Kay looking at it? He gave me a thumbs up.
He tried to bring a .38 caliber handgun in his carry-on luggage.
Wow. And it might have been on a trip, like with the team. It was like they were flying.
What are you doing at night, Barry? Wow, did you need a pistol?
Let me ask you this.
A yistle.
Let me ask you this, because you're a gun guy.
Yeah.
What's a .38? How big is that?
Like a revolver, a regular like type
that,
of gun.
Like that big?
Yeah, yeah.
And is it?
Like the pop ones.
Is it considered among the deadlier guns?
No, it used to be, but now just taking a back seat because you got a lot of other stuff now.
When you go take the life of a deer, what kind of gun do
that's
you use?
That's a rifle, so a Remington, 30-06 with the scope. Yeah, got to be strong too. That'll bust your nose open if you're holding
it. Oh, it's got bat. What's it called when that happens?
What's your favorite animal?
Dude, I don't know why that's funny.
It's so funny, dude.
Do you know a deer is an animal?
I do, but no, that question has been asked of how do millions you know and millions of people, and you're the only person who ever said deer.
You don't have data to back that up.
No, I do. I have anecdotal data.
Evan laughs. I'm like, what's so Evan funny?
Knows. Evan, because why didn't deer. You say dog or cat or even panther? Deer? Anyway,
yeah.
All right. So Bill Belichick sound coming up in 5 minutes.
But anything to, I feel let down or lied to about this new bill that he's letting the world into. So like when he takes his next job, it will never be the same. You can go back to what you were.
How come you didn't know the word for that when you shoot a gun and you jump back? There's a word for that. I thought if you're a gun guy, you know. And I've just seen the word here, and it's rung a bell for me, but...
It never happens to the ones that know how to shoot, so... But what's
so
the word?
So you've never experienced recoil.
Oh, Norm would know that. That's the word.
So when you shoot a rifle, do you jump back?
Oh, no. Not at all. Because I had recoil early on, and I had PTSD from it, and Norm was like, you got to hold on to it or it'll kick you.
So It like hit you in the face?
In the nose, in the bridge.
Are you serious?
So stunned. It's the worst pain ever. It's like truly getting knocked down. Somebody hitting you in the face.
I wouldn't know that. I've never.
Your boy did take a couple.
I've never. Well, the hoodie technically doesn't count.
He's kind of ruined himself for a second go round, right? Because we know.
Well, oh, you know what? That's a good point.
I mean, it's neither here nor there, but it's kind of like.
So he's going to do
your thing now.
He's going to do TV for a year. He's going to let his guard down. He's going to let everybody in. And then next year when he coaches the Cowboys or the 49ers. Oh, no, when he coaches somebody, he's going to. Do you think he's going to go right back to being the guy he was?
He can, but my point, it won't be the same for us, right?
Possibly.
On to Cincinnati, it's not the same anymore.
Man, I mean.
Give us the bill we really.
I can't wait till.
That's why he's got the young girlfriend. He's got the personality. Yeah. I was like, how did he get. But that is not who he is off the court.
Look, he's also got the money.
But he's got humor. Women love a man with a sense of humor. That makes up for a big nose or the lack of looks.
I don't want to use women. I'll just use people's partners.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know, they tend to like money more than comedy.
See, I used to think that.
More than comedy.
Yeah, but sense of humor both ways goes a long way.
Yeah, see, I don't know because, you know,
Look at Beyonce and Jay-Z.
I'm as funny as they come.
He's making her laugh.
Yeah, but I'm as funny as they come and I get nothing. And the reason is because I don't have money. Now, you give me money and a sense of humor. Then we go to the Stephen Curry night.
But you don't have a sense of humor. You're stale. Try. He know what I'm saying.
You know
Come
what?
On, man. Own it.
There's two things.
Like Lo Neal.
You know I'm
that full. Dude's funny. Lorenzo Neal?
I don't think so.
When are you going to get a heart?
He's got a couple.
That dude's naturally funny. When the boss
he's
told
got
me
one
I wasn't
great,
funny, it hurt.
He's got one good line. Well, cut my legs off and call me Stumpy. That's his best one.
That is his best one.
What else the other one? You can't go to the rain and pray for rain and the sun and then get mad at the mud. That's one of
man.
Them.
Low deal.
That's one of them.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, my gosh. You should have. You were the one who made the joke about Low Neal yesterday. She did.
About you can say it. Oh, I don't even remember it.
Remember, we're after the show, we're basking a little, and you said, Steiny, can you believe Curry called in? I'm like, dude, it's unbelievable. I can't believe it. That guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, you know, we kind of heard he might, but nobody really thought he would. And you said, you know, we all kind of figured he probably wouldn't, and then we'd be stuck with Lorenzo Neal.
I didn't say stuck. I said I was blindsided when we found out we had a caller. No, I love Lo. And I said, I thought it was Lo Neal. Like, I thought it was somebody like Lo calling. And for it to be Curry.
I'll see him on Sunday. I'm going to let him know you said that.
Evan, that's my brother. Do you know I truck sat for Lo? Met his family?
I do.
I have never drove more nervous in my life if I messed up the truck. Today, Lo.
Something happened. All right. I'll tell you what. The next segment you got to stick around for. We're going to play some Bill Belichick in honor of Belichick and the Patriots. The Patriots obviously coming into Levi's Stadium on Sunday at 1:05. Coming up on the other side, nothing but chuckles and laughs. Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with our main men, Evan Giddings and Jason Dumas, 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay. Presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit habaslaw.com. Mm-hmm.